Hi, I'm David Malapo from the ICANN Foundation. Edwin Hawkins, a Christian gospel writer, once wrote a song, "Oh Happy Day, Oh Happy Day, when Jesus washed all my sins away, it was a happy day." Do you have happy days in your life? Do you want to have happy days in your life? I want to share with you rules for a happy day. There are 10 rules that I like for you to embrace if you want to have a happy day. Rule number one, say this after me, please. Today, I will not strike back. That's right. Repeat after me. Today, I will not strike back. If someone is rude, if someone is impatient, if someone is unkind, make a decision that you will not respond in a like manner. Why? Because you have made a commitment not to strike back. Rule number two, repeat after me, please. Today, I will ask God to bless my enemy. Today, I will ask God to bless my enemy. I know that's a tough one because most of the time you are always praying, God, strike my enemy. But make a decision today that when you come across someone who treats you harshly or unfairly, you will quietly ask the Lord to bless that individual. I understand that sometimes the enemy can be a stranger, a co-worker, a neighbor, or even a family member. But a rule for a happy day is today that you will ask the Lord to bless your enemy. Rule number three, please repeat after me. Today I will be careful about what I say. Today I will be careful about what I say. In other words, carefully choose and guard your words today so that you do not spread gossip, because words are powerful. Words can heal or words can hurt. So today you will be careful about what you say. When you do that, you will have an incredible happy day. Rule number four, repeat after me, please. Today, I will go the extra mile. That's right. Today, I will go that extra mile. Find ways today to help share the burden with another person. Share the burden of another person. And when you begin to share that burden with another person, they will be happy. And funny enough, you will be happy. And you will thank the Lord for helping you to make that decision of going that extra mile. Whether people notice you, they don't notice you. Remember, my friend, you need to live your life as if the only audience is heaven. Rule number five, repeat after me, please. Today, I will forgive. Today, I will forgive. Forgive any hurts or injuries that come your way today. It is a conscious decision because the Bible says you cannot pray this prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses," until we have also forgiven other people's trespasses. I know you will do it because God will help you to forgive today. Rule number six, repeat after me, please. Today, I will do something nice for someone and I will do it openly. Today, I will do something nice for someone and I will do it openly. In other words, stop doing things secretly. Reach out anonymously and bless the life of another. The other day, my wife and I were just about to go through a toll gate. My wife felt, you know what? Let me use rule number six. She made a decision that she will do something nice for someone. You know what she did, ladies and gentlemen? She paid for the person next to us, the person who was following us. She paid for that person openly and made that person's day. So rule number six, remember that you need to do something nice for someone and do it openly. Number seven, repeat after me, please. Today, I will treat others the way I wish to be treated. Today, I will treat others the way I wish to be treated. Practice the golden rule today. Do unto others as you will have them do unto you. Do that with everyone you encounter today. And I promise you, when you do that, you are destined to having an awesome day. Rule number eight, if you want to have a happy day, here it is. Repeat after me, please. Today, I will raise the spirit of someone who is discouraged. Today, I will raise the spirit of someone who is discouraged. How are you going to do that? Through your smile, through your words, through your expression of support, and through just saying a word of encouragement. It will make a difference to someone who is wrestling with the challenges of life. Today, continue to raise the spirit of someone who is discouraged. Rule number 9, repeat after me, please. Today, I will nurture my body. That's right, speak to your body. Today, I will nurture you, my body. I will eat less, I will exercise more, and I will eat only healthy foods. And obviously, every day, thank God for your body. Finally, rule number 10 of having a happy day is this. Repeat after me, please. Today, I will grow spiritually. Today, I will grow spiritually. I wrote a book entitled Growing Up Spiritually. And I use this particular phrase every day. I challenge myself that today I will grow spiritually. Spend a little more time in prayer today. Begin reading something that is spiritual or inspirational. Find a quiet place at some point during this day and listen to God's voice. Get rid of other noises and listen to the voice of God. And I believe that when you do that, you will have an awesome day because you can do all things through Jesus Christ, who is your strength.